Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. The Amoraim lived in Bavel. Amar Abiyuda Amar Rav. Rav lived in the Bavel. He learned in Eretz Yisrael, got smicha from Abiyuda Anasi, and he moved to Bavel. So he's saying a din for Bavel. That's what Rashi says. Orla b'chutz lords. Slav shel Orla, if you have this cape of bush, b'chutz lords, he says b'ferish, zarekes ha'avyonis v'ochelis ha'kafrisim. You're not allowed to eat the pre, because the first 3 years it's a din of Orla. However, you can eat the shell around the pre. So we mentioned there's a problem. The Mishnah, the last Mishnah in, I think it's the last Mishnah, next to the last Mishnah in Temura, lists off all the things that are asur b'anoa, and it divides them into two categories. Some of them are nisrafim, and some of them are nikbarim. Some of them there's a mitzvah to burn, and some is just you dispose of it. Nikbarim, you throw it in the garbage, and they collect it and show you. So the Mishnah says that orla and klaya kerama minha nisrafim. It's a din, you have to burn it. How do you know? Where is a pasuk in Chumash? You have to burn it. So the pasuk says by Kaloi HaKerem, says Lesizuch HaKamech HaKalayim, then it says Pentugdash HaMaleya HaZera Asher Tizra. If you're going to let wheat grow together with grapes, Pentugdash, Tugdash means it'll become Asav B'Hanoah, Pentugdash HaMaleya HaZera Asher Tizra. When everything grows, it'll Asav each other, everything will become Kaloi HaKerem. So the Gemara says the Poshe Pshat and the Posek Pen Tukdash, it becomes Asa Bachila, maybe Asa Bano, but then it says Tukdash, we darshan it, Torah Shabbat Peh darshans it, as if it were written Pen Tukadesh. If it becomes Asa, then you have to burn it. If you have to burn it, obviously it's Asa Bano. If something is Asa Bachila, Muta Bano, so why would the Torah tell me to burn it? If it's Asa Bano, so you can't gain any benefit anyways, and then the Torah makes sense, you should destroy it. So we learned from the pasuk that kloy hakerem is min hanisrafim. So that explains the source for kloy hakerem. How do you know that orlo? We're not talking about kloy hakerem, I'm talking about orlo. There's no mokum for orlo. So Rashi and Tosfos on that Mishnah, Temura ends on an Amud Aleph. So this is the last Amud Beis of Maseches Temura. Rashi and Tosfos both say they don't know what the mokum is for orlo. It must be that there's some kind of a yalfusa somewhere that the dinim are equated. Orlo and kloy hakerem. They don't know what. You have in the Mishnayis, Orla and Kloy HaKerem are always put together. The din is that Truma is batal b'meyo, that's only b'derabbanon, that's a b'feirish gemar at the end of Nida, that Truma is not batal b'roiv, is not batal b'shishim, you need meyo. And Orla and Kloy HaKerem, you need masayim, you need double the amount. So the whole meyo is only b'derabbanon, so the double is, it's the whole double, the doubling, Truma is also bachila mutabano to a non-kohen, and orlo and klei hakerem is kafal isura as a double isa. So also bano, so kafal ali also. So you need a double amount to be mevatla. You need masayim. So if the meya is only with the rabbanim, so the masayim is only with the rabbanim. So somehow orlo and klei hakerem are always equated on the level of the rabbanim that you need masayim. So on the level of the raisa, also Rashi and Tosfos say apparently you need, even though the pasuk pentukadash pentukadesh only says in the chumash in connection with Kloy HaKerem, but we assume that it applies equally to Orla. So Orla is min hanisrafim, so that's the kasha that the Pnei Yeshua asks on his Gemar. How does it say, Zorikas ha'avyonis, you throw it in the garbage? How is that enough? Zorikas ha'avyonis, it's a mitzvah, you have to burn it. Orla is bisreifim. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, I found that Shuvah and Chasam Sefer, that solves the problem. It gets all excited. The Chasam Sefer writes in the Tshuva, he was very close to his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler, when the Chasam Sefer was a bar mitzvah bocher. Chasam Sefer was brought up in Frankfurt. He was a yeker. He signs all of his Tshuvas. Moshe HaKotam in Frankfurt. He was a rabbi in Hungary, but he was not a Hungarian. He was a yeker. So his father was a nice religious balabos, but his father was not that learned. So the when he was bar mitzvah, so he prepared his own bar mitzvah pshetl. So for his bar mitzvah pshetl, he said over something from a great grandfather, wrote a sefer on the Zikin that's called Koisus Yeshuas. Yeshuas is said in the Zikin. The Gemara says in Bamei Mablikin, "Hoya Amunis Etecha Chayis Yeshuas Chachmas Vadas Yiras Hashem Hi Aksaray the six things mentioned in that pasuk in Yeshaya, I think. Where is that? Novi, I think it's in Yeshaya. Emunah says Rai, Meitecha is Moed, and so on. And Yeshua says Nizik, and Chosin is Noshim, and Yeshua says Nizik. And so there's a Sefer Kos Yeshuas, there's another Sefer Kosos Yeshuas. So once every 100 blot, it says on the margin, look in the Kos Yeshuas. I don't think it ever says look in the Kosos Yeshuas. Once in 100 blot, says, once in a while, says look in the Pnei Yeshua. Okay. So the Chassam Sofer has a little boy, Bar Mitzvah Bacha, said over Rav Shetel, he quoted something from his great-grandfather, and he slugged it up, and he explained why it was wrong, and he gave a different answer to the kasha that the Kosos Yeshuas says. So his father didn't really follow who's right and who's wrong. So the father slapped him in public. How do you have a little pisha? How do you have the chutzpah to disagree with the great-grandfather? You're only 13 years old. So his Rebbe was there, Amnos Nadler, so he went to the father and said, why did you slap him? The kid is right and your great-grandfather is wrong. So he convinced the Chassam Sofer as a child he should leave his father's home. Because every time he's going to ask a kasha on Rashi, on Tosis, on the Rambam, on the Gemara, the father's going to slap him. You're not allowed to ask any kashas. That's the only way to learn. You have to ask a lot of kashas. Then you try to figure out what the answer is. So he left his father's home. And he moved in with Rav Nosson Adler. He was very close to Rav Nosson Adler. And then Rav Nosson Adler was kicked out of Frankfurt because he didn't he didn't follow all the minhagim there. Instead of davening Havara Ashkenazis, he decided the Taimani pronunciation was more correct, and he davened the Taimani pronunciation, he davened Nusachari. Everything was different for Rav Nosson Adler. Everything was different, so they couldn't take it, so they kicked him out of Frankfurt. So he went wandering around, so the Chassam Sofer went around with him, wherever he went in Golis. So the Chassam Sofer went with him as a little boy. So the Chassam Sofer writes in his Chubis, Lo Zoza Yadi Metoch Yoda, I was with the Rebbe all the time, all day long he was with the Rebbe, and he says the Rebbe had trees, and the Rebbe had bushes, and he had orla, and he says he never burnt the orla. I never saw that the Rebbe burnt the orla. So how come he didn't fulfill that mitzvah that it says at the end of Temura, that orla is minhan israfim? That's one kasha. Second kasha is, how come the Rambam and different Rishonim and Gaonim and Achronim wrote the minyan mitzvahs, which are the 613 mitzvahs? Nobody counts this as a mitzvah to burn the oil and the clear camp. How come they don't count it in the minyan mitzvahs? So he says the answer is that it's not a mitzvah. There is no obligation to burn the oil. The Mishnah says there in the last Talmud Beis in Temura, Hanisrafim and Afra Mutar, Hanikbarim Afra Nosa. There's a difference, la halacha. But oil and clear camp, if you burn it, then the eshes will be mutter. And by Basa B'cholov, it's also banor, there's no mitzvah to burn it. Other things that are also banor, there's no mitzvah to burn. Gid on eshes, amachloik is hatanoim, whether it's also banor. And the Mesirsa recommends maybe one should be machmer, because the Zohar says like that, that gid on eshes is also banor. So other things that are also banor, there's no din, there's no mitzvah to burn it. So, hanigbarim, if you'll burn them, afron osir, the eshes will also remain os. Only hanisrafim, Afra Mutter. So that's what Rab Chaim explains in his Sefer. Why is that so? Because Ein L'chadovish and Asas, he quotes the Rishonim, say Ein L'chadovish and Asas Mitzvasei Umoyalim Bo. Since the whole Isser HaNoah of Orla and Klai Kerem is because it's a mitzvah to burn it. It's a mitzvah to burn it. So if you're going to get benefit from it, you're not burning it yet. I plan to burn it. I'll burn it tomorrow. What's the rush? Why do I have to burn it today? I burn it tomorrow. No. If you get anor today, it's considered as if you're mevatel a mitzvah to burn it. So, once you burnt it though, so there's no reason that it should be also anor. The whole isa anor is that it's a bitla that constitutes, if you get anor from the nisrafin, constitutes a bitla mitzvah of its oimed lehisorev. So if you get anor from it, it's a bitla mitzvah. But once you already burnt it, so the yeshes al mutab anor, you already did the mitzvah. But if it's min hanigbarim, it's not min hanisrafim. So you can't say, it's also banor. It's not also banor because of bitla mitzvah of sreik. It's also banor. So what does it help that you burnt it and it's already in a state of ashes? Once something is also banor, it remains also banor. If you have nevela, so it says in the Chumash, what do you do with nevela? Sell it to a non-Jew. So the Gemara learns that from that. There's a machlek satanoi, and the Gemara, we pass in la locha. You sell it to the non-Jew, so nevela, non-kosher food is only also b'achila, calls man that it's roi l'achila sodom. Once it's nifsim achila sodom, the Chumash says you give it to a ger toishav, la ger asher b'sherecha titnena b'achola. It doesn't mean you give it to a ger tzedek. Get tzedek is not allowed to eat the veil of treifa. So the gerish over sherecha titnan of achalim means give it to a ger toishav, who accepted. A ger toishav is a non-Jew who accepted upon himself to observe the sheva mitzvahs b'nei nerach, but he never accepted that to keep kosher. So he's allowed to eat treifas. Usually the goyim will not like him, because he went to a Jewish bezna, it was bekabel sheva mitzvah b'nei nerach. So if he needs a little help, they're not going to help him. So there's a mitzvah, mitzvah lachyosa. It's a mitzvah to give him charity if he'll be in need. So the Torah says, "Lagerish abeshrechet tetnela v'acholah." Give it as a matana to the ger toishav if he needs charity. Or mochel anachri, sell it to a non-Jew. So the Gemara's lashon is nevela haroya lager kruya nevela. Nevela that's roy lachila sodom. A ger toishav would eat it, retains an iser nevela. Once, let's say, I have a salami that's not kosher. I left it out of the freezer for a month, and it's spoiled. It's moldy. It's not fit for human consumption. So strictly speaking, as mutter, you're allowed to eat it. You'll get sick, but you're allowed to eat it. Strictly speaking, minatari, you're allowed to eat it. There's a machlokes, the Rosh and the Ramban, is there an isim in the Rabbanon? So we paskan in Yeridei, the second chelik Yeridei, we paskan like the Rosh, that it's awesome in the Rabbanon, because the fact that I sit and I eat it, I demonstrate that as far as I'm concerned, it's not nifs machila sodom. If you take it in the form of a pill, you take one little pill every day. I said the pill is a liver pill. Liver pill is from a nevela. It's not from a kosher animal. So it started off as nevela. But the way it is now, it's not roi l'achila. Nobody would eat it now. So that's awesome in the Rabbanon to eat it. So if I sit in front of the television, I pop in one pill, another pill, another pill. I keep on eating another piece. I demonstrate that as far as I'm concerned, that's roi l'achila. But I don't pop all the pills in. I take one pill a day or two pills a day. So you're not demonstrating that as far as you're concerned, it's not nifsal ma'achila. It is nifsal ma'achila, but you're doing it for medical purposes. So then it's even mutam in the Rabban. We pass on like the Rosh, that if you sit and eat the whole thing, it's also in the Rabban because of achshavim. You're demonstrating that as far as you're concerned, it is roi l'achila. The Rabban holds, but what do I care what you're demonstrating? It depends on roi b'nei adam. As far as roi b'nei adam are concerned, it's nifsal ma'achila. And we pass on like the Rosh, that it's awesome in the Rabbanon. If you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, subjectively, you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it's still Roy L'Achila, so in the Rabbanon, I declare that it is Roy L'Achila for you, and you're not allowed to eat it. So there's such a din. If you have Macholos HaSuritz and Nifsa Machilos Adam, it becomes Mutter. What if you have Isuri HaNoah, that becomes Nifsa, let's say, Habasa B'Cholim, Zosa B'Noah. So what are you going to say? If the thing is only asa b'achilas and once in this machilas adam, you can't call it macholas asuris anymore. But if the thing is such a thing that it's macholas asuris, that's not only asa b'achilas, asa b'anoah, so hanoah you can get even after it's nifs to machilas adam also. So afran asur, if you have nikbarim and israel from the both isuri hanoah. So if the thing, if you burn it and it turns into ashes, nifsal machilas adam. Human beings don't eat ashes. But if it started off as isuri hano, so it remains asabano. So hanikbarim afranasa, it's still going to be asabano. If it's nisrafim aframuta, why is nisrafim aframuta? Rab Chaim quotes the Rishonim on the daf. In the end of the night, because em l'chadova, shenasas mitzvah samayalabos. The whole isra hano is different. The isra hano from basa b'cholov is because it's osa b'achila, osa b'ano. The isra hano by orla klakerim doesn't start off as an isana. It starts off as a mitzvah to burn it. And if you didn't burn it yet, you're going to gain hanoah from it. It's considered a bitla mitzvah. I plan to burn it tomorrow. Doesn't help. You're not. If you get hanoah, that constitutes a bitla mitzvah. Once you burnt it already, you did the mitzvah. So there's no reason that it should be asa b'anoah. The whole isana is only because it's aymer l'mitzvahs. So that's the way we usually learn. We. Who's we? Those who live after Rab Chaim wrote this in a sefer. That's where everybody is. So the Chasam Sofer was before Rab Chaim. Koyde Matan Torah. So Rab Chaim was, the Chasam Sofer writes, Lo Zazu Yadi Metoch Yoda. I was always with my Rebbe all day and all night for years. He was staying with the Rebbe. He says, the Rebbe had orla, he had trees, he had bushes. He never burnt the orla. I never saw the Rebbe burn the orla. And that's one kasha. How come the Rebbe never burnt the orla? It's been on Israfim. Then kasha number two, how come none of the Rishonim, none of the Mori HaMitzvah counted as a mitzvah to burn the Yorla? So the simple answer on the second kasha is that the Rambam has 14 klalim. The first half of the Sefer Mitzvah Ram has the 14 guiding principles that determine whether any given mitzvah belongs in the Sefer Mitzvahs or not. So the first klal is you don't count dinim derabban. Second klal is you only count dinim that annoyed l'doris. The third klal, I think, is you only count things that are pshutu shal mikra. Whatever is a drush of Torah Shabbat Peh, you don't include in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Because in every generation, the Bezdin can come up with a new drush of Torah Shabbat Peh. So they already had, in the previous generation, they already had 613 mitzvahs. Next generation, they're going to come up with another mitzvah, so you have to throw out one of those from the earlier generation. So the Rambam says, no, you start off with 613 mitzvahs, lefi pshuto shel mikra. Then in every generation, the Rabbanim add on whatever they darshan the Torah shel Bal Peh, the way they see fit, the way they understand it. Yeah. Others hold that there is no such thing, that the Rabbanim in every generation have no right to darshan. The Rambam in the Hakdama here, the Rambam on the back of Brachas, you have the Pirush HaMishnayis LaHaRambam. So in the Hakdama, the Pirush HaMishnayis LaHaRambam on Shas, the Rambam quotes the Shita Sagoinim. The Goinim took the Gemara and the Midrashim literally. The Midrashim have an expression, Kol Mash Talmud Vasek Gosel Lecharish Nemod Ola Moshe Misina. Every single din that says in the Mishnah Brura, every Siv Katna in the Sharatzin, and every Bir Alocha was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. So with the Rabbanim in every generation are just saying over what was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. So there is no such thing. It doesn't exist. A drasha of the Torah Shabbat Peh that was invented in the later generation. It doesn't exist. Everything was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. So the Rambam makes fun of that. He says that that's an embarrassment to the Jewish people to say like that. It comes out that the every machlokes in the Gemara, every page in the Gemara has a machlokes. Come out every page in the Gemara has a machlokes. So every machlokes is based on shikra. If it got called Torah Kula, everything was every single detail was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, and every time there's a machlokes, because we forgot what the tradition was from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. He said that's an embarrassment to the Jewish people. The most valuable thing that we have is the Torah, and we forgot everything. So the Rambam says it's not true. Whatever was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, there never was a machlokes. Whatever's Allah Moshe Misina, there never have a machlokes. Machlokes on the new drushes that the Chachamim in every generation have the right to read in between the lines and to develop the Torah Shabbat Peh. So then they had a machlekes. Does it make sense to darshan like this, or should you darshan the other way? So that's the Rambam holds that you don't include the rushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So this whole din, that Orlo and Kloya Kerem Abisrefa, the whole thing is based on the pasuk by Kloya Kerem, Pentukdash Pentukadesh, that's a drush of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So the simple teretz to the Chasam Sefer is Kasha. How come none of the money HaMitzvah counted as a mitzvah? One of the 248 mitzvahs essay should be to burn Orlo and Kloya Kerem. It's not Pshutosh on Mikra. It's a drush of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's why you don't count it. That was the teretz. We spoke about the Kasha that the Tzlach is. How come the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? This is the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. He got it to the Vincha B'yamu Huleiman Le'el HaSeder. Hagod, the Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam does count. But the mitzvah B'chol Yoyim, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, every day, the Rambam doesn't count it. So the Tzlach is that Kasha. So the simple terrace of the Kasha is that it's not Torah Shebichsav at all. It says in Parshas Re'eh, you should eat Korban Pesach, you should eat Korban Pesach once a year, every year on Leila Seder, when you go and come to the Beis HaMikdash, and you shouldn't forget Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's Pshuto Shel Mikra. The Torah Shabbat Peh has a drasha, the Mantizkar, we darshan as if it were written Lamantazkar, you should mention. But that's a drasha of the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's not Lefi Pshuto Shel Mikra. So that's why it doesn't count. So Rab Chaim had an additional terutzma, but the basic term is also true. Whatever is Torah Shebal Peh, whatever is the drush of the Torah Shebal Peh, it's not Lefi Pshuto, the Rambam says it doesn't count. So that could be, perhaps that's the simple answer on the second kasha of the Chasam Sefer. How come none of the money HaMitzvah count? So the Chasam Sefer gives a different teretz, and the Or HaShulchan gets all excited. He says the teretz is, there never was a mitzvah to burn oil on Klei Akim. You're not Mechuyev to. If you throw it in the garbage, it's fine. But if you throw it in the garbage, it'll be asa b'hanoah. If you'll burn it, then it'll be muta b'hanoah. And it's rough enough from muta. If you want to gain some benefit out of it, then you have to burn it. Then it'll be muta b'hanoah. But there's no mitzvah you have to burn. So I remember one of the big Talmid HaChachamim in Flatbush was once asking Rabbi Gifter. We were together at a bris. He asked him, but it's against Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim says that the reason why The reason why Hanisraf and Afra Mutter, Rab Chaim quotes from the Rishonim, because Ein Luchadovish and Asis Mitzvasa Moel, but the Holy Sran Noah is because it's Oymed LeMitzvasa to burn it. So if you get on Noah before you burn it, that constitutes Bittl Mitzvasa. Once you burnt it, you did the mitzvah, so then there's no cause, that no reason that it should be Asaba Noah. So Rabbi Gifter said, Chassam Sev, you're not Mechuyiv to follow Rab Chaim. Okay, not like Rab Chaim. So that's what today everybody assumes, not like the Chassam Seifim. But the Orach HaShulchan was also before Rab Chaim. Before Rab Chaim. So Orach HaShulchan gets all excited. He thinks that's the Teretz. According to Rab Chaim, that can't be the Teretz. If Orlo Klai HaKerem is Yesh is Amutter, means that it's a mitzvah to burn it. It's a mitzvah to burn it. So how come he didn't burn it over here? So the Teretz is a different Teretz. The Ragat Shover and Rab Chaim both have the same Dvar Torah. Sometimes they have totally different, and sometimes they have exactly word for word the same. They both learned together by the Beis HaLevi. There was a period of time. They tell this story that when they were little children learning by the Beis HaLevi, so someone asked Ragat Shover, who's more successful in learning? Who knows how to learn better, you or Chaim Soloveitchik? So he says he doesn't know what to answer. He doesn't want to say a lie. He doesn't want to say Rab Chaim knows better than him. But he can't say that I know how to learn better than him. That'll be an act of gaiva. So he doesn't know what to say. So they say, Rab Chaim said, now you violated both. Now you said a lie, and it's also gaiva. It's both. But as little children, they learned together, and they were both colorful personalities. And then later on, they're very different. But a lot of times, the Ragachava has word for word the same. So here's one of the cases where the Ragachava has word for word the same as Rab Chaim. There is a three-way machlekes between the Rambam and the Ga'onim. A two-way machlokes between the Rambam and the Gaonim regarding Orla B'chutz Lartz. The Mishnah says in the end of the first Perek in Kedushin that mitzvahs, atlis bars, agricultural mitzvahs, only apply in Eretz Yisrael. They don't apply in Chutz Lartz, with a few exceptions to the rule. So one of them is Orla B'chutz Lartz. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether Orla B'chutz Lartz is midirabbanan or it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Rashi, we pointed out, Rashi over here says that it's midirabbanan. We spoke what motivated Rashi to say it's midirabbanan. But the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch assume that it's not midirabbanan. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So the Rambam writes, you only get malchus if you eat Orla b'Eretz Yisrael. You only get malchus if you... What's the rule? Who gets malchus? If you violate an avera, that's dumi delav dechasima. Why so? Because in Chumash Dvarim, the Gemara says in the beginning of Yevamos, Chumash Dvarim be darshan smuchim. And Kol HaTor Kula, you only darshan if you have a hekesh. You have two dinim in the same pasuk. You have two dinim in psukim next to each other. That's called smuchim. So there's a machlokes hatanaim. So many tanaim hold, you only darshan smuchim in Chumash Dvarim, in Mishnah Torah. And the other four chumashim, you don't darshan smuchim. But this pasuk is a Mishnah Torah. It says, "V'itzdikas hatzarik v'hashivus harasha v'hayon bin hakos harasha v'pilasho v'kol l'fanu k'dei v'shos v'mispa." If the rasha deserves malchus, the bezim should give him the malchus. Said, "Who is a rasha who deserves malchus?" So that pasuk is written right next to the pasuk l'sachsim shor b'disha. So that's the premise of the whole third perik in Makkos, perik elein aloikin. Who gets malchus? One who violates another, which is dumi delab dechasima. What's called dumi delab dechasima? So it has to be a lab sheyesh bo ma'ase. It has to be a lab shel anit on lasaris misid bezin. Shouldn't be a lab anit to class A. All the rules and regulations. But the first rule is has to be a lab that's written in chumash. If it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, it's not written in chumash. Then for sure it's not dumi delab dechasima. And even if it is written in chumash, but it's written alav habo mechlala say. It's also not dumi the lab dechazim. It has to be loy, like lo sachsim shavidishoy, or yisham and pen v'yal, is also the equivalent of loy. But if it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, it's not written at all, then for sure it's not dumi the lab dechazim. So the Rambam writes that one who eats orla b'chutz la'oretz is ain't a loyke, because not dumi the lab dechazim, it's only known through halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Then the Rambam also writes, regarding the topic of Netter Revai B'chutz Lartz. So Tosfos on Lamed Hemed Aleph quotes from the Shiltas that there is a din of Netter Revai B'chutz Lartz as well. That's the Tosfos of Laman Detani Kerem Revai V'at HaKayim Alon Derevai Noigav B'chutz Lartz. That's what Tosfos writes. But the Rishonim all quote the Rambam disagrees. Machlekes the Rambam and the Gaonim. The Gaonim hold that the Tosfos got it from the Shiltas, and the Tshuvas are Gaonim. The Shiltas lived in the days of the Gaonim. Himself was not a Gaon. The yeshiva was called Gaon Yankov, and the head, the fundraiser, the president of the yeshiva was known as Rosh Yeshiva as Gaon Yankov. So the Shiltas was by Rav Achoy. He was not. He sat and he learned. He didn't have to raise any money. So he was not the Rosh Yeshiva. He was not from the Gaon, but he knew how to learn. He was a Gaon HaGaonim, but he was not the head of the yeshiva. So the Gaonim are of the opinion that one who eats Orla B'chutzlos is like it, and not only does Orla apply to Chutzlos, even the Din of Ravai applies also. And the Rambam disagrees. He says it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. The Halacha Moshe Mesinai only said Benegeh to Orla, never said Benegeh to Ravai. So there is no Halacha Moshe Mesinai on Ravai. So Rav Chaim and his Sefer and the Ragat Shabbat, they both explain that these two issues that the Gaonim and the Rambam debate are interconnected. The Rambam understood that the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim that says Kisavoy al Haaretz and the Taitim Kol Eitz Meichel Bar Alta Mar Losa Sholoshanim Arem Yelachem only goes on Eretz Yisrael Kisavoy al Haaretz, and the Nid of Arlam Chutz Laretz is not at all in Torah Shebichzav, not at all in Torah Shebichzav. So it's not Dumi Delab Dachasima. So if you eat Arlam Chutz Laretz, you're not loike. And then the Rambam says the Halacha Moshe Mesina only spoke about Arlam, never spoke about Revai. So there's no din of Ravai b'chutz lots. The Gaonim disagree, and they say, no, you misunderstood the Halacha Moshe Mesinai. The Halacha Moshe Mesinai comes to reinterpret the Pasuk. The Pasuk sounds like it says, Kisavoy al Haaretz and the Taitim Kol Eitz Meichel Bar Alta Mar Losa, sounds like the din only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So the Halacha Moshe Mesinai tells you, you're mistranslating the Pasuk. Kisavoy al Haaretz is not telling you the Mokum Nihug HaMitzvah, it's telling you the Zman Nihug HaMitzvah. Unlike all the other mitzvahs begin after Maimon HaSinai, so this mitzvah of Arla only applies after they enter Eretz Yisrael. Kisavoy al Haaretz says this man yoga mitzvah after the Jews move into Eretz Yisrael, so they have to observe the dinim of Arla in Revai, but it doesn't say it's restricted only to Eretz Yisrael. So Arla b'chutz laretz is mefurish in the pasuk. The Halacha l'Moshe Mesinai is not telling you a new din. Sometimes you have Halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, a brand new din. Like Nisach HaMayim, a brand new din, Arav Al HaMizbech, a brand new din. And sometimes the Halacha Moshe Mesina tells you that this case falls under the category of the din in the Chumash. There is a din of Orla, and the simple reading of the Pasuk sounds like it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The Halacha Moshe Mesina says, that's not the Pshat, Kisavoy al Haaretz says, this man you got it. So Chutz Laretz is included in the Pasuk. So if you eat Arla b'chutz laretz, you violated a law that's beferish in the pasuk. You get malchus, and since the pasuk refers to chutz laretz also, so it even goes on Revai. Revai is also not b'chutz laretz. So these two, that's what the Rav Chaim and the Ragat Shabbat, they both have in the Svarim on the Rambam. They both have that the two points of dispute that the Rambam quotes the Gaonim and disagrees with them are really totally zebizah. So then the Ragat Shabbat adds on, Ragachav adds on, the din that Orla is Bisreifa, that's only Orla Haksuva Batayra. The Orla that says in Chumash is Hukash Orla and Kloy HaKerem are equated with each other. Orla and Kloy HaKerem are connected. That's what Rashi and Tosfos says. But that's only the Orla that's written in Chumash. If you have an Orla Allah Chumash Mesina, that's not Hukash. So Orla B'chutz Laretz, the Gemara and Lamed Vav and Mal, that's the answer to the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Orla B'chutz Laretz is not written about at all in the Chumash. So you can't say that it's been on Israfim. So Orla B'chutz Laretz, you can throw out Zarekah Savienus, you just throw it in the garbage. You just dispose of it. But if it would have been Orla Beretz Yisrael, it would be a mitzvah to burn it. Not like the Chasam Sefer, but the Aruch HaShulchan, who got so excited about the Chasam Sefer, that there never was a mitzvah to burn Orla, it's just that you have to. If you'll burn it, it'll be Afram will be Mutter, not like the Chasam Sefer. So those are the two answers. How come it says Zarekas or Evyonis? How come he just throws them out in the garbage? Isn't it Besrefer? So Chasam Sefer said there never was such a din that you don't Srefer. If you'll burn it, the ashes will be Mutter. He wasn't interested. Rabbi Yehuda Marab wasn't interested in using the ashes. And according to Rav Chaim, you'll have to give the other answer that the Ragat Shabbat said, like the Rambam against the Gaonim, that Orla B'chutz Laretz is not subject to that post. not subject to the mitzvah. Doesn't have all the same dinim of Orla Beretz Yisrael. And the mitzvah of Sreif is only on Orla Beretz Yisrael. It's a different deal. Fine. So what does he say? Zarekus Rav Yonis, the pri is also banoah, okay, but he didn't feed it to his dogs. It's also banoah. But Orchel is hakafrisin, but the shell is mutter. So Gemara says, how come? Lememri, you mean to say the Rav Yonis peri only the peri is also. It says pri. It says the word pri. So you say only the evyoinas are the pri, the kafris and the shell, the kafris and lav pri, the kafris and is not a pri. Frag di Gemara, well, we have a brisa, almine natsval halam alat marsam a bari pri adam, al evyoinas vala kafris, you say bari pri huaitz. How do you say bari pri huaitz if it's not considered a pri? So the Gemara says, you're right. According to the brisa, that you say bari prihuetz not only on the avyoinus, on the pri itself, even on the shell also, because the shell is also edible, you're right. If you say bari prihuetz, then it should be a pri, and it should be, the din of orla should be noig on it. The answer is, hu di omar ki Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yudah Marav, who says zarekus avyoinus vechelus akafrisin, is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. It doesn't necessarily mean that he paskens like Rabbi Akiva, even in Eretz Yisrael. He says, no, b'chutz l'oretz. Why? Because kolamei kol b'oretz, halacha k'moisa b'chutz l'oretz. The original Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva, and they quote a Mishnah from Maisris, Perek Dalet. The original Mishnah is not talking about Orla. The original Mishnah is talking about Afroshes Maisris. You only have to be mafresh, tumas and maisris on Paris. Let's say you have a tree that just has, you have grass that grows from the ground. So the grass is not chayv, and you have no food to eat, so you eat the grass. So the grass is not chayv and trumas and maisras. You have leaves that grow on a tree. So you don't say bari parates on the leaves. If you eat it, the maximum you can say is bari pri adama. But you can't say that's not the pri. The leaves are not a pri. It's not chayv and trumas and maisras, because it's not a pri. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the other Tanoim. So the Gemara says, this Amora, Omer Rabbi Yudah Marav, he's talking only in Chutz Loretz. Orla b'Chutz Loretz, we have a rule, Kalamekel ba'aretz, halochi k'moisa b'Chutz Loretz. Whenever there's a machlekes HaTanoim, whether something is included in Orla or not in Eretz Yisrael, so even if in Eretz Yisrael we paskin, like Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah, that the Evyonis is Dino Kipri, and it's Chayv and Trumas and Maisvis, what does Rav Lezer say in the Mishnah? The Kafrisin. Rav Lezer, I'm at Slav, Mesasa, Tamaris, Avyonis, V'Kafrisin. You have to be mafresh, trumas and maisis, not only on the pri, even on the shell. The shell is also edible. So according to Rav Lezer, that the shell is part of the pri, so then the din of Orla would be noig on the shell. So in Eretz Yisrael, we would talk to be machma like Rav Lezer. But in Chutz Lo'etz, we have a right to be mekel like Rav Akiva. Why? Why do you have a right to be mekel? Because that's the last line on the daf. The Gemara quotes a snan, a Mishnah from Orla, Safag Orla Beretz Yisrael Osir. Safag Deraisa L'chumra. Safag Deraisa, there are two kinds of Safag Deraisa. A Safag, what the fact is, I don't remember when I planted the bushes. And I remember, is it 6 years ago? That's already after Revai, or did I plant it 2 years ago? I remember I planted it two different times. I don't remember which bushes are which. I don't remember when I planted it. So there's one Sofa Garla, Sofa Gemetzius. I go to the store and I buy oranges. I don't know which grove did the oranges grow in. Maybe it's Orla B'chutzlot. Maybe the oranges, maybe the orange trees were planted within the last 3 years. And maybe all the oranges are Orla. So whenever you have a Sofa Garla Beretz Yisrael, it's Osir. The Surya, it's Mutter, because Surya is Chutzlot. Why is Surya Chutzlot? Rashi writes, what is Surya? See the Rashi, 8 lines from the bottom. Surya Aram Tzova Shekavish David v'hasifa al gvul Eretz Yisrael. So if David succeeded in adding on Kedushas Ha'aretz onto Surya, so why is it only Chayev Midirabbanan? Why do we treat it like Chutz Loretz? So that's a machlokes in the first perek in Gittin. because Suri was a kibush yochid. It was not a kibush rabbi. So kibush yochid is a machlokes hatana. A kibush yochid shmei kibush. A kibush yochid is lav shmei kibush. So we pass a kibush yochid lav shmei kibush. So that's why Suri is only considered keretz Yisrael on the level of the rabbanon. But our Torah is really chutz l'aretz. There is a din deraisa. That's the last pasuk in Parshas Eikev, I think. Things the last pasuk in Ekev. So the sifrei darshan is on the pasuk. Kol mokam ashatidrach kafraglachem. Whenever the Jewish army conquers an area in Chutz La'aretz and they want to be mekadoshet to endow it with kedushas haaretz, the Bez Nagadol wants to endow it with kedushas haaretz, so they have the right to do that. Kol mokam ashatidrach kafraglachem goes on arotzas on its surface. Not only does Eretz Yisrael proper have Kedusha, the Gevulos of Eretz are described in the Chumash, if there's an additional location and the Jewish army conquers it and the Rabbanim want to be Mekadosh, the Rabbanim have a right to decide they don't want to be Mekadosh. They can make a political decision that they don't want to be Mekadosh. The Gemara says that there's a Machloikas and we pass and the Kedusha Rishayna. Eretz Yisrael was given to Avram Avinu. When Avram Avinu walked around the borders, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Kumis salach boretz la'orka l'rachba kilchoet tineno." So the Gemara says, Eretz Yisrael mechzakas himi avasein memeis Avram Avinu. From the time that he walked around the borders, he already acquired ownership of Eretz Yisrael. It belonged to the Jewish people already from the days of Avram Avinu, but it didn't yet have Kedusha L'Saretz till the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So when Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, the Pesukim say in Yeshua, it took 7 years, Sheva Shekopshu. Then the Gemara says in the end of Erechin, it took another 7 years, Sheva Shechilko. So Sheva Shekopshu, Sheva Shechilko, after 14 years, then starting from the 15th year, that's when they were chayiv in Shum Samaisus, Leket Shikra Peya. Then the 21st year was the first Shemitah. The first 14 years, nothing was Noyig, only Challah. Says Bevayachem al Horitz, when they came to begin the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, they went to Schaib and Chala right away, because it says Bevayachem al Horitz. But the other psukim say Kisabay al Horitz. Kisabay means after Kibish Vechiluk, after the Gemar HaKedusha. So Eretz Yisrael didn't get the Kedusha until the days of Yeshua ben Nun. That's called Kedusha Vishoina. So then the Tanoim had a machlokes. Tanoim lived after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So the Tanoim had a machlokes. What happened during the 70 years of Golas Bavel? Should we assume that the Kedusha Saretz was Batla? That the Kedusha Rishonim was only Kitchel Shaita? The Kedusha Saretz was only caused man that the Medina belonged to the Jewish people? And once the Nebuchadnezzar's armies took away Eretz Yisrael from the Jewish people, it lost the Kedusha. Kedusha Rishonim, Loi Kitchel Asi Lavai? Or should we assume Kedusha Rishayna was Kitchel, the Shaita, the Kitchel, Azilam? So we assume La Locha, the Kedusha Rishayna was Batla. The old Kedusha rested on Kibush Haaretz. Once the Kibush was undone, so he passed and the Kedusha was undone. So then in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, they returned back to Eretz Yisrael. So there had to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael a second time around. So the Gemara says, the second time around, when they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, there was no Kibush. There was no Kibush, there was no Jewish government till the days of the Hashmonaim. That was several centuries later. So the Gemara says, in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, harbi krachim kopshu ala mitzarim ala kopshu ala ibovo. There were many, harbi krachim, there were many big cities. A krach is a big city, which were endowed with Kedushas Haaretz the first time around, in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. And the second time around, the Chachamim, Ezra and Nehemiah, the Chachamim at that time, the Beis Din decided not to give it Kedushin. For political reason, Kadesh Yisbuch Aleim Anim Shviz. The Anim should be able to work there and they should get Meiser Oni. So that was, when you want to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, you have to have Kibush, you have to have Chazokah, what do you have to have? Then you have to have the desire of the Bez Nagoro to be Mekadosh. If the Rabbonim don't want to be Mekadosh, it'll remain Chol. So the second time around, when they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, they Chazokah, by moving back in, so they left out a lot of areas. That's what the Gemara says. A big chunk of the Beit Shan section was never in Kaddish the second time around. Doesn't necessarily mean the whole Beit Shan. Chazanish writes like that. It means sections in the Beit Shan. Chazanish was guessing on that. He guessed on his own. He wrote that in his Sefer. And then years after he printed his Sefer, then they discovered there were plaques in shuls in Galil, in the northern parts of Eretz Yisrael, where they had maps of the northern part of Eretz, and they tell you exactly which parts of the Beit Shan area have Kedusha and which parts don't have Kedusha. Exactly what the Chananei said. They didn't mean that the whole Beit Shan area was never Niskadosh. Sections of it were not Niskadosh. Sections were Niskadosh. That's the question. We spoke briefly on Shabbos a little bit about that. It seems that it's up to the Rabbanim to determine which volume should be included in the Kisvei HaKodesh, what should be part of the Tanakh. If it's not written Baruch HaKodesh, it doesn't qualify. Even if it was written Baruch HaKodesh, the Rabbanim, the Bez Nagodol, has to decide, should we include it into the Kisvei HaKodesh? And then, when you do a Mekadesh on Eretz Yisrael, you have to have the desire of the Rabbanim. The Bez Nagodol has to be in charge. They have to decide, do we want to be Mekadesh or not? The first time around, the days of Yishuv Binon, they did Kibush. Second time around, they did, the Rambam calls it Chazaka, they just moved into Eretz Yisrael. And then they had to have the desire to be Mekadesh. If they decide not to be Mekadesh, it's Nisht. It won't be. It doesn't become Kaddish automatically. It would appear, perhaps, that all in Yoni Kedusha, called the Mekadesh Adaita, the Rabbanim Mekadesh, when people get married also, it's up to the Rabbanim to decide whether they approve of the marriage, and they say the marriage is chal or not, also an inyan of kedusha. And then Tosis in the last parak in Ksubis says, same is true when they donate the machza shekel money called a magdish al das beznu magdish. So nachamo, so Surya was only a kibush yochid. So kibush yochid is a machloikis in the first parak in Gittin, but the kibush yochid shmei kibush or not. There is a din of aratzas on the sofas. The Taisus in the first parak in Gittin quotes that drasha from the Sifreya on that pasuk. It's the last pasuk, or next to the last pasuk in Parshas Ekev, that there is an institution of Barotzas on the Sovas Hat Kedusha, but it's up to the Bezdin to decide that they want to be Mekadosh or not. So Surya was only a kibush yochid, so we pass from kibush yochid lav shmei kibush. That's an interesting machlekes Rashi and Taisus on that daf ches in Gittin. What does it mean kibush yochid? So Rashi learns David conquered Aram Tzova and he divided it among his family and his friends. He didn't divide it for all of Klal Yisrael. So in that sense, it's a kibush yochid. Taisus says differently. Taisus says kibush yochid. David HaMelech conquered Surya without consultation with the Bez Nagol. They would never have given approval. Because Samach Lebalten Shalcha Lohirashta, he didn't chase out all the non-Jewish nations who live in Yerushalayim where the palace of David HaMelech was. He's worried about Arotzas on the surface. You can't be Mekadosh Arotzas on the surface until you first Mekadosh all of Eretz Yisrael. So later gave a mashal. If you fill up a cup with water, so you keep on pouring, so it fills to the top. Then you keep on pouring, so it's going to overflow. So there's such a thing. Eretz Yisrael is so full of Kedusha, you can be Mekadosh Arotzas on the surface. He thought it's only Arotzas on the surface which are contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. He was bothered with Akasha. Kibush is Mekadosh Eretz. Kibush has to be with blood. You have to have a war. He says, I bought my home in Boston. That's also Kibush. I'm Jewish, so that's kibush. That's kibush yochid. According to the Shita Satanaim, the kibush yochid is made kibush. So the area that I bought my home in Boston has kedusha so Eretz. So he thought it's not shaykh. It's not contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. If you conquer an area or you buy an area, you don't have to conquer. It doesn't have to be dafka derech melchama. If you acquire ownership of an of klal Yisrael acquires, if you all kibush yochid, it's even yochid like that. But it has to be contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. So the kedusha that's in Eretz Yisrael spills over the border, and it goes into the Arotzas on the surface as well. But if it's on a different continent, even on the same continent, but it's not contiguous there, it's all is not. And the only time it can begin to spill over to the Arotzas on the surface is if all of Eretz Yisrael is already in this Kadesh, so then it spills over, like you're pouring, you're filling up a cup, and then it overflows. But Tzomach Lepalten Shalcho Lo Harashto, David HaMelech didn't conquer all the areas in Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't make sense. The Bez Nagodol would never give him permission to be Mekadosh the other areas. They wouldn't give permission. And it wouldn't even work because all of Eretz Yisrael wasn't filled up yet. So the Gemara said that Surya is Dina Kechutz Lords. We only treat Surya like Eretz Yisrael Midirabban. Make believe. In Atara, Surya is really Chutz Lords. So the Dina is that Safa Gorla B'Chutz Lords is Mutter.
beginning of the Mishnah, the Rashi says that you go to the Sanhedrin, Milton Hamishos Kadeshis follow the lion.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit, that's like against this tesis that you need them to be the Kaddish,
That's another thing that you need whenever you go on a dangerous endeavor. It's kedai to get a bracha from a tzaddik, from Talmid HaChacham. Yeah, okay. Whenever you want to go on Mochemes or Rishus, then you should get a bracha. They should be mispalah for you. They should be successful. Even if you go on a trip, that's what the latest form called. Whenever you go on a person's going to go visit Eretz Yisrael, or go visit Russia or something, you should go to a Talmid HaChacham and ask for a bracha. That the trip should be successful. But here you need it for additional purposes, yeah? Here you need the rishus from the Bez Nagol. The Rambam writes, the Rambam quotes the din in two places, that you need kibush rabim. So one is in the first perek in Hilchas Trumas, and one is in Hilchas Malochim. So in one place the Rambam says, midas, it's only called kibush rabim if the kibush is midas rabi Yisrael. In the other place, the Rambam writes, if the kibush is with the authorization of the Bez Nagol. So how come he didn't quote the both together? So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, it's one and the same, that the Bez Nagol has two roles. Sometimes they make pronouncements based on the fact that they are the Supreme Court. They tell you what the din is. Whether you like it or not, they tell you the din is like Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Kashrus. This is the din. It doesn't matter what the tzibur says. And then sometimes the Bez Nagol functions like the Congress. They represent the tzibur. So the din of kibush rabim is if the kibush was done midas rabbi Israel, what are you going to take? A poll every time the Israeli army is going to be kibush in area, you're going to take a poll to determine whether 51% of the tzibur are happy about it or not. So the Rambam says you consult the Bez Nagol. Whatever the Bez Nagol says, that's considered das rabbi Israel. When you don't have a Bez Nagol, then you have to go back and take a poll to determine what the Rav HaTzibur wants. But when you have a Bez Nagol, so they represent Das HaTzibur. So again, so Surya is considered Chutz Lord. So that's what the Mishnah says. Sofik Ala Beretzo is Osir. Sofik Deraisa L'chumr. Sofik Orlo B'Surya is Mutta because Surya is Chutz Lord. But what if you owe that Orlo B'Chutz Lord is Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai? Then it's a Din Deraisa. So you ought to say the Sofik Deraisa L'chumr. So the Gemara in Kiddushin asked Akash at the end of the first parak. There was a machlokes on Maroim whether Orla B'chutz Lortz is midirabbanon or halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So the Gemara says, Bishleim, if you hold that Orla B'chutz Lortz midirabbanon, so you understand that Sofik Orla B'surya is mutter, Sofik Darabbanon l'kula. But if you hold that it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, why is Sofik Orla B'surya mutter? The Gemara answers, Kach nemer halacha, vado asur. Sveka Mutter. So we mentioned a few times that some achlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban, what the answer means. So the Rambam understood that every Sofik Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is always Lohakel. Not only this one, Orla B'chutzla, any and every Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, you go Lekula. And the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, and he says it's not true. This is unique only to this. Sofik Orla B'chutzla is Kach Nemer Halacha, and Sofik Orla is Mutter B'chutzla. That there is no such din as Sofik Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai as Lekula. Let's say they did the Nisach HaMayim, or you did Arov Al HaMizbech, and it's a Sofik, whether they were Yotzei, would you say Sofik Derasi L'Chumri, you have to do it over again? Oh no, Sofik Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is Lekula. So the Rambam holds that it applies to any and every Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. So that's what we spoke about. The Ramban has this attack against the Rambam. He never tells you where is the Rambam that he's attacking. He says that he pins the blame on the Rambam. He accuses the Rambam of having said somewhere that Sofik Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is Lekula. So that later Acharim say the Rambam is innocent. Where did he say it that the Ramban is attacking him? So they discovered a Rambam in Hilchos Mikvos that the Rambam says that the Rambam quotes the Mishnah that if you have a Sofik, whether you have Mem Sor in the mikvah or not, so the Mishnah says Tovo, a person was Tovo. Sofik yesh bo mem so, Sofik ein bo mem so. So the Mishnah says you go to Chumra. Why? Because mem so is a din deraisa. So the Rambam asks a kasha and gives a teretz. Rambam asks the kasha, but mem so is only halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So he's implying a kasha. You should have said Sofik halacha l'moshe m'sinai l'kula. So the Rambam says, there are two kinds of a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. There's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai comes up with a new din. Then there's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that's interpreting pshat in the Chumash. It says in the Chumash, V'rachet says, B'sara b'amayim, you have to be toivel in a mikveh. It doesn't say what the definition of a mikveh is here. The Halacha Moshe Mizina says that you need memsa to be considered a mikveh. So this is the Halacha that's meforish the pshat and the pasuk. So the Rambam says, on such a Halacha Moshe Mizina, that just coming to explain what pshat and the pasuk is, such a suffix Halacha Moshe Mizina is l'chumer. But if it would have been a suffix on a rav al mizbech, on isach hamayim, you would have gone l'kulam. That's the implication of the Rambam in Hilchas Mikvos. The Rambam never says where the Rambam is that he's attacking, but he accuses the Rambam of having said that. That's what the later Achronim. There's a sefer called Arad Rabbanon. It was written in the 1700s when the Jews started writing encyclopedias. So encyclopedia, you have everything written alphabetically arranged. So the Arad Rabbanon is by one of the, I think, Rabbi Saul al-Ghazi, one of the Sfaradish from the family of the al-Ghazis. So he lists off alphabetically arranged every topic in halacha where there's a question, whether it's deraisa or derabbanan. Whether shibura deraisa, shibura lab deraisa, has it under the letter shin. But everything, whether brichas hanenin is there, whether brichas hatorv is deraisa, has it under base. The Ramban, where the Bichas HaTorah is there, everything under the sun, he has. So he, under Halach al-Moshe Misinai, he quotes this Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, and he tells you where the Rambam is, that the Ramban was attacking. The Rambam is in Hilchas Mikvos. So this is a Mishnah. So Safik Orla B'Surya means it's a Safik Orla B'Chutzlot, because Surya was never in the Scottish. We assume Lalocha. Surya was kibush yochid, however you define kibush yochid. Kibush yochid lav shmei kibush. So Surya is really chutz la'aretz min ha'Torah. It's just make believe. Min derabbanan, we treat Surya as if it's Eretz Yisrael, but really min ha'Torah, it's chutz la'aretz. So safek arla b'Surya is mutar. But then it says, b'chutz la'aretz, if it's further away, Surya at least has kedusha la'aretz min derabbanan. America, France, Germany is chutz la'aretz, even min derabbanan. It's not even make believe. It's not even that you have to make believe. Mid the rabbanon is if it has kedusha l'aretz. So the chutz l'aretz mamish that it's not even eretz yisrael mid the rabbanon. So not only is a legitimate suffix or lamuter, even a suffix she'ef shel levara bekal. I'm going into the pardes and the fellow is not Jewish. Or Rashi says the fellow is choshud al ha'orla. That's how Rashi writes. He's not trustworthy because he's not religious. He's not observing the dinim. So I can't trust him when he tells me that this is not orlo. But I can go and I can follow him and I can see where is he plucking off the peiros. So it says, I can go to his pardes and buy the fruits from him. As long as I didn't see him pluck it off from the tree, and every tree probably has a sign on it when it was planted. I'm not even mechuyev, even though it's a suffix she'ef shel levara bekal, you can easily be mevarid. True, there is a rule, suffix the rabbanu lekula, but if it's she'ef shel levara bekal, that's not considered a suffix. But here, but suffix god lo b'chutz l'aretz, even she'ef shel levara bekal, we're also mekal. So again, so the Gemara says, we have a din suffix god lo b'chutz l'aretz lekula, so it's not only on a suffix in mitzias, you don't know, I don't remember the facts. When did I plant the bushes? When did I plant the tree? Even if it's a sveka de dina, there's a machlokes in Tanoim, and I don't know what the din is. So that's also called a sofik. Like over here, Beisham might have a sveka de dina, whether a bush is dina ketri. So the Gemara says, Beisham, second line from the bottom, sepukim is safka lehu, whether a bush has the din of a tree. What is the relevance? So it has, on the level of the rice, it's relevant. Is it subject to the laws of Orla? Orla and Klei Akerim only apply to trees. Kizweilers and Etatim Kolismach doesn't apply to vegetables. If it applies to vegetables, it'll be also Leonavot. Every year you have to plant the vegetables again. So you never get out of the Orla. It only applies to trees. So one nafkamina, is the bush, the berries that grow on a bush, is it considered like peris of a tree? One nafkamina on the level of the rice is subject to the laws of Orla. Another nafkamin on the level of the rices is subject to the laws of kilayim. There's no prohibition of kilo yisrayim on trees. I can plant an apple tree next to a pear tree, only if I graft a branch from one on the other, that's a din deraisa, even a chutz l'aretz. Harkovasi l'aretz, even b'nei noach hamuza, we said. We paskin even b'nei noach hamuza. But to plant one tree next to the other, there's no harchaka needed. But that's only, so what if I planted a bush? So is a bush dinik a tree? So it's not subject to the laws of kaloi zroim. Or maybe whatever grows on a bush is dinik a vegetable, so it is subject. So the bishame go to chumra in both directions, because the pukim is satka lehu. The abdi hachal chumra, the hachal lechumra. They say you have to observe the laws of orla, maybe it is a tree. You have to observe the prohibition of kaloi zroim, because maybe it's a vegetable, maybe it's not a tree. And then it's a third afkamina on the level of Rabbanah. What bracha do you say? When you eat berries that grow on a bush, is the bracha bari pri ha'etz, because the bush is dinah ketree, or is the bush is dinah kevegetable, so it's bari pri ha'adama. So you have two afkaminas on the level of the rice. If it kloy zroim, according to Tosfos, that kloy zroim is a nisa de rice. According to Rashi, kloy zroim even in Eretz Yisrael is only a din mid-Rabbanah. But Tosfos is not happy with that Rashi. Pasha b'shat is two different psukim. Karmachalus is a klaim is kloy haker. Masotchalus is a klaim is kloy zroim. So kloy zroim is also the rice in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, safek garla b'chutz lortz is lehokel, not only if it's a safek emetzius, even if it's a sveka dedina. So that's what we mentioned the other day. The Mishkan as Yankiv has in his sefer, Kohelas Yankiv, on Brochas, on Ardav, he raises the issue on Rashi. Why did Rashi's comment over here, Orla b'chutz lortz midirabonon? Why does he have to say it's midirabonon? Even if Orla b'chutz lortz halachal Moshe Misinai, the din still is that safek Orla b'chutz lortz is mutar. So what motivated Rashi to take a stand over here that it's midirabonon? So that's what the Mishkan as Yankiv said based on the Tosfos and Bchoris. You can say safek Orla b'chutz lortz mutar on a safek emetzius. The Rebbeinu Shlom knows that human beings are only human. They don't know, they're not omniscient, they don't know everything. So it's possible a person does know when the tree was planted. But if you're going to say, Sofa Gala B'chutz Lortz, even on a Sveka Dedina, on a Machlokes HaTanaim, what do you mean? The Halacha is telling you how to paskim when you have a Sveka Dedina. Break your head and figure out. Have a convention, invite all the Rabbanim from the world, and sit and lock the doors. Don't let them leave the convention until they decide what the din is. What do you mean you don't know what the din is? Figure out the din. You don't know what the Metziah said. What are you going to do? You're going to give someone honoris causa, you're going to honor him and give you nevuah. Either you're nevuah, either you have Ruach HaKadosh, you don't have Ruach HaKadosh. You don't have Ruach HaKadosh, you don't know whether it's oil or not. You don't know when the thing was planted. But it's fake and didinus, get all the Rabbanim together. So that's a Tosfos in Bchoris has like that. He can't say that there's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, how to paskim m'makom sofek, if it's a fake and didina. Break your head and figure out what the din is. So that, and here the Gemara says beferish that safek garla b'chutz lortz even applies if it's a sveka d'dina. So that's when the Mishkan as Yankiv says maybe that's what motivated Rashi to say that this sugya kolamei kol baratz halacha k'mosa b'chutz lortz is also called safek garla. That's because orla b'chutz lortz is midi rabban. If orla b'chutz lortz would be halacha l'moshe misina kach nemer halacha, so it's not mistabit to say that it should even apply to a sveka d'dina. We don't assume like that. We assume in Yeridaya, Orla B'chutz Lortz and Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. We still say, Kalamei Kol Baratz Halacha K'mosa B'chutz Lortz. So that's what the Gemara says. Amrav Yudah Marav, let's go back again. Where do we start? Slapshel Orla B'chutz Lortz, Zerkas Rav Yoynes, V'Ocheles HaKafrisim. He's not allowed to eat the pri. The din of Orla B'chutz Lortz only applies to the Yoynes, to the pri. Doesn't apply to the shell. The Gemara says, why? Because as a machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnah Maisris, do we consider the shell as edible? Let's say you have an apple. So a lot of people eat the apple with the peel on top, the orange. I don't think people eat the orange with the peel on top. Banana, people don't eat the banana with the peel on top. There's some fruits, a pear. Normal people eat the pear with the shell on top. I remember they showed me. There's some kind of a problematic Mishnah. So Professor Shaul Lieberman from the seminary has a comment in his, he has a Tosefta Kipshut, he has commentaries on a Tosefta. He has a Shvera Mishnah. So he says the answer is based on the Iliad or the Odyssey, he proves from one of the works there that in the days of the Tanoim, the practice was that they ate cucumbers with the shell. They didn't peel the shell off. So that far emphasizes five kashas on a Mishnah. Today, usually they do peel off the shell. When you eat cucumber, they do remove the shell. So the shaila is over here. When you have this caper bush, They say only the avyoines is considered michael. The shell is not edible, so you don't have to be mafresh trumas and maestros on the shell. But they say no, the peel is also edible, like the peel on the apple and the peel on the pear. It is. It's not like the banana peel. It's not like the shell. Not like the peel on the orange. So that's a machlokes hatanan. So Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion. The only mechuyev to be mafresh trumas and maestros on the fruit, not on the shell. And the Tanna Kamma disagrees. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudah Marav didn't say halacha ki Rabbi Akiva. He would have said halacha ki Rabbi Akiva, he would have implied afila be'eretz Yisrael. He only said, Fregnimar v'neima, the line begins with the word v'neima, about the 12 lines from the bottom. Fregnimar v'neima halacha ki Rabbi Akiva. Why didn't he say? He says, no. Even if it's halacha ki Rabbi Akiva, I would think even eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, why doesn't it have v'neima halacha ki Rabbi Akiva b'chutz la'aretz? No, the Gemara said, Yom HaHachi, if Rabbi Yudah Marav would have said halachik Rabbi Akiva b'chutz la'aretz, he would have mistakenly understood that he meant to say only by trumas and maestros halachik Rabbi Akiva b'chutz la'aretz. Why? The ba'aretz gufa, it's only mid the rabbanon. Abel gabi yorlo, the ba'aretz mid the raisa, orlo bizmana says the raisa in Eretz Yisrael. Eim b'chutz la'aretz nami nigzar, maybe you have to be machmer. So komash malon, that's what Rabbi Yudah Marav, he didn't say halachik Rabbi Akiva, period. Because it's not true. He doesn't hold. He holds halacha ki Rabbi Lezer in Eretz Yisrael. That the shell is also edible. He's only mekel in chutz la'aretz. And he's not only mekel in Maisris, the original Mishnah in Maisris has been get the drums of Maisris. Maisris is more kala in Orla. Maisris in Eretz or Gufa. And Peres Rilin is only midir Rabbana. So not only does he pass on halacha ki Rabbi Akiva b'chutz la'aretz when he get to Maisris, even when he get to Orla. When you're dealing in Eretz Yisrael Gufa, you're dealing with it. Then the Raisa, it still goes to the Kula. Why does the Gemara assume that Maisa Ila and the Baritz Gufa and the Rabbanon? Why is that true? Why is Maisa Ila and Eretz Yisrael only with the Rabbanon? So most of the Rishonim say like Rashi. Rashi writes that Minator you want to chayv on dog and tirish v'yitzim. Rashi over here gabi Maisa. Rashi writes the Maisa Peres Ilan. The Baritz Gufa and the Rabbanon. Shatoru lachiv ala aser ala dogon tirish v'yitzah. How does Rashi know that that's true? Because it says, you should eat in Yerushalayim. Chalta sham lefnei Hashem lekecha. Ma'isa digoncha b'sirochcha v'yitzarecha. Ma'isa sheni. You have to eat in Yerushalayim. So it only speaks about ma'isa digoncha b'sirochcha v'yitzarecha. Or it talks about truma. Rashi's, does it say by truma also? I think so. It says about Trumas Dogon Tirash and Trumas Vietzar. So you only have on Dogon Tirash Vietzar. Dogon is the Chameshas Mini Dogon. Tirash is wine. And I would say today they call grape juice, they call Tirash. But in Chumash, Tirash means wine also. And Yitzar means olive oil. So Rashi, and there's a Rashi with a big Taisvis and Pcharis about this. Most of the Rishonim assume that's how he passed in Menator, you only chayv and dogon tirish v'yitzar. Included in dogon tirish v'yitzar is grapes and olives, because if grape juice is included and olive oil is included, so mustama grapes and olives is also chayv menator. But all other peres u'ilon is only chayv midirabon. That's how most of the Rishonim assume. And that's what you translate the words in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Gabi Meiser, Elon, the Be'oritz Gufa, and the Rabbon, and Peris Elon is only with the Rabbon. There's a Gemara in the first Perik in Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara says that Meis, Trumas, and Meis, on Boxer, is only with the Rabbon. And Meis, Charuvin is Boxer. So Charuvin, Trumas, and Meis, only with the Rabbon. So most of the Rishonim assume, because it's Peris Elon, other than Dogon Tirish V'yitzah. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds, why should grapes and olives be different from all the other fruits of the tree? The Rambam holds all peres ilan is their raisa, and charuvin is an exception to the rule because not royal achilas odom. Boxer. I never like boxer, so I agree with the Rambam. The boxer is not royal achilas odom. I think tastes awful. What's it called? St. John's bread. Maybe for the Catholics, maybe for St. John. I eat normal food. I eat delicious food. I don't eat St. John's bread. So the Rambam says that Maiser Charuvin is the Rabbanon because it's basically not Maichal Odom. It's a little bit Maichal Odom, some of the Rabbanon there are Machayb. So the Pel is, according to the Rambam, the Meiser but Perisa Ilan, all Perisa Ilan is Daraisa. So why does the Gemara say Gabi Maisa Ilan the Baritz Gufam the Rabban? And that's not true. It's not true. So the Rambam probably understood. The Rambam writes that Trumas Amaisis Bizman Azeh is all the Rabbanon. Trumas Amaisis Bizman Azeh is all the Rabbanon. What did it mean Bizman Azeh? So the Rambam writes, Afilu Bimei Ezra, not because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that the Kedusha HaSaretz was Loi Kitcha Lasi Lovai, it only had Kedusha Deraisa for Trumas Amaisis up until the Shas HaChurban. No, Kedusha Shnia, that was created in days of Ezra, Nechem is Kitcha Lasi Lovai, Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha Deraisa. But Trumas and Maisa, Afilu Bizman by Sheni, Afilu Bimei Ezra, was only the Rabbanon. Why? So the Rambam says, because it didn't have Bias Kulchem. That's a Pella. The Pasuk Bias Kulchem only says by Chala. Kisavoyu, how does it say? Bevayachem al Haaretz. Bevayachem al Haaretz, Bias Kulchem. That's a Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Chafei. Gemara B'Feresh, that Bias Kulchem is only a Tanai in Chala. It's not a Tanai in Shumas and Maisis. How does the Rambam, it's a Shverer Rambam, how does the Rambam apply the requirement for Bias Kulchem to the Trumas and Maisis, where the Gemara said B'Feresh, it only applies to Chala. Doesn't apply to Trumas and Maisis. So the Beis HaLevi quotes, Beis HaLevi has a tshuva, he had to write a lot about the Et Mechira. They started the story with the Etam Mechira in the late 1800s when they first sent the first group of Jews moved to Maskeret Batya. Baron Rothschild funded there were 11 families went from Lithuania to go make a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So the baron paid for it. So at that time, they went in the middle of, okay, it was a couple of years before Shemitah, then they had the Shaila, whether they should observe Shemitah or not. So the Rabbanim in Europe didn't tell them that they're working on it, so they discussed it, and they came up with this idea, the Het HaMechira. Het HaMechira is from the 1600s. So they approved of the Het HaMechira. They got Rabbi Yitzchak Hanna to sign along. He said he wants to see it in print. Where's the sefer? So they took out the sefer from a library. Someone had this. In some library, they had in Western Europe, they had a full library. So they had the Tshuva sefer, where the Tzfadish Gedolim came up and the 1600 came up with this Et HaMechira. And they brought it to Rabbi Yitzchak Hanna when he saw it inside. So he said, okay. So he signed along Et HaMechira. If you sell the land to the Arabs, to the Goyim, so the laws of Shemitah don't apply. And then it was a whole, and the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, the people in this Moshav, this kibbutz, when they first went, Maskeret Batya, it was named after Baron Rothschild's mother. His mother's name was Beatrice, and her Yiddish name was Batya. So he once visited Eretz Yisrael, and he saw the Balabatim, religious Balabatim. They davened every morning, had a minyan, then they sat down and they learned a little bit, then they worked the whole day. He was so impressed, they gave them permission they can name the kibbutz after his mother. So it's called Maskeret Batya. Originally it was founded by religious Balabatim. Now, unfortunately, they're not Shomer Shabbos. Nobody, I think that whole Moshav is not religious there. But So after a while, they used to send all the major shaylos to the Rabbanim in Europe. They had shaylos of kashrus at the Esther Badatz in Yerushalayim. They're not going to wait till they get an answer from Eastern Europe. So the Badatz told them in another 2 years, it's going to be Shemitah. There's no such thing as Het HaMechira, and they have to observe the laws of Shemitah. So the first Shemitah they observed, and they got into trouble. Some of the behemoths died, some of the children died, because the baron didn't want to pay for the doctor to visit the Moshav every week. So it was a disaster. So the Badatz told them that another 7 years, but next Shnas HaShmita, you better go for the Et HaMechira. But they said, we're not going to do it. We don't want to touch it. Go to the rabbi in Yafo. So that's, and the rabbi in Yafo was, I mentioned on Shabbos, he was the one who put out the Siddur HaGru, I forgot his name. He was a famous person. He was into Kabbalah a lot. So then when he passed away and they needed a new rabbi in Yafo and they took Rab Cook, so that was part of the job description. You have to take care, you have to be in Metapola and the Het HaMechira, because the previous rabbi was the one who started it. So the Beis HaLevi has a lot. Beis HaLevi was opposed to the Heter Mechir. So one of his essays that he has about the Heter Mechira, he quotes his son, Rav Chaim, the Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin. He's very proud of the fact that his son was Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin. He was for a while Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin. Then he became the rabbi in Brisk, so he left Volozhin. Then Rav Chaim started off as the Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin, and then later on, when Volozhin was closed, he needed a job. So he became the rabbi in Brisk later. So the Beis HaLevi quotes from Rav Chaim the following pshat. How does the Rambam say that you need Bias Kulchem, the negate the Trumas and Maestris, isn't it against the Gemara? The Gemara says you don't need Bias Kulchem. So the Beis HaLevi quotes from Rav Chaim the following explanation. There is a Machlekes HaTanoim in the Sifra, in the beginning of Parshas Behar. It says every 7th year you have to observe Shemitah. Then it says after 7 Shemitahs, you have 49 years, the next year is a Yovel. And by Yovel, there's a condition that's needed, Kol Yoshvei Olel. It says, Krosim Dror Baretz L'chol Yoshveha. Krosim Dror Baretz, when you free the Eved Ivri, Eved Ivri goes free. And if you sold the Soda, if you sold the Steachuza in Eretz Yisrael, so you get it back. When it comes Yom Kippur, Yom Shnas HaYovel, and I bought him go free on Yom Kippur, Yom Shnas HaYovel. So the Pasuk used the expression, Krosim Dror Baretz L'chol Yoshveha. So the Gemara has a drasha in the end of Erchem is matched, Kol Yoshveha Aleo. The din of Yovel only applies when the rove of the Jewish population is living in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam understands that his mind by Sheni, the overwhelming majority, 95% of the world Jewish population did not live in Eretz Yisrael. Just a handful of Jews, a very small group of Jews. Ruba the Ruba of the Jews lived in Bavel, they never came back to Eretz Yisrael. So since Yovel didn't apply, that's the Rambam's opinion, since Yovel didn't apply. And the Rambam paskens like Rebbe. There's a machlokes in the Sifra, in the beginning of Behar, how do you read the Psukim? It says every 7th year is Shemitah. And then it has a stuma, I think. And then it says, in every 50th year is Yovel. And Yovel depends on Kol Yoshveh Aleo. So observance of Shemitah also depends on Kol Yoshveh Aleo. If you know in advance that you don't have the majority of the world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael, and the Shemitah observance will not lead up to a Yovel observance, so the whole observance of Shemitah is only with the Rabbanan? Or do you say no? Shemitah is Shemitah. Yovel needs Kol Yoshveh Aleo. Shemitah doesn't need. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. That's in the Sifra, beginning of Parshas Behar. So the Gemara alludes to this on the first daf in Moed Kot, on Daf Gimel. Second daf in Moed Kot, then the Gemara in Gittin, in Perek HaShalech, the Sugya Prusbel, the Gemara alludes to it. Gemara never quotes it, Rashi quotes it, but the Gemara alludes to the Machlekes HaTanoim. And the Pashtus and the Rambam is that the Rambam is not 100% clear, but the Pashtus and the Rambam is that the Rambam paskens like Rebbe, that if you know in advance that the Shemitah will not be able to lead up to Yovel, then the observance of the Shemitah is only Midirabban. Now, to be Chayv and Trumas and Maisa, you have to know what year of the Shemitah cycle are you holding by. If it's the first 2 years, then you mafish Trumah Gdala Maisa Rish Maisa Sheni. If it's the 3rd year, you mafish Maisa Rani. If it's the 4th or the 5th year, it's Maisa Sheni. 6th year, it's Maisa Rani. 1st year and the 2nd year are exactly the same, but it's not the same. You can't be mafish Mishon Al Chavato, because the Pasuk says in Parshas Rei, Aser Teases Kol Tvas Ayracha Yetzi Asode Shana Shana. So you can't be mafish Mishon Al Chavato. So that's what the Beis HaLevi quotes from Rav Chaim, his son, the Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin. He says, in order to be chayiv, to be mafresh, Trumas HaMaisus, you have to have Shemitah min HaTorah. Shemitah is only with the Rabbanon. Then the whole chayiv Trumas HaMaisus is only with the Rabbanon. And if Yovel doesn't exist, then the whole Shemitah is only with the Rabbanon. So that's what the Rambam said. The problem is that the Rambam quoted the wrong pasuk. The Rambam said, Bias Kulchem. Bias Kulchem is the pasuk by Challah. That's not part of the story here. You shouldn't have said Bias Kulchem. You should have said, you need Kol Yoshveh HaAleo. Okay, so that's a problem with Rav Chaim's interpretation of the Rambam. Rav Chaim is saying that the Rambam holds that Trumas HaMaisus is a function of Shemitah, Shemitah is a function of Yovel, and Yovel Bizman HaZeh is only the Rabbanon, Afilu Bizman Bai Sheni, because you didn't have Kol Yoshveh HaAleo. The Rambam didn't say Kol Yoshveh HaAleo, he said Bias Kulchem. So maybe there's a misprint in the Rambam. Maybe the din, it probably didn't make. Every so often, the Rambam misquotes a pasuk. They have a list of all the Rambams. The Rambam, a lot of times, wrote the Pesukim Bal Peh. So every so often, the Rambam misquotes the Lashon HaPasuk. So maybe he just made a slip over here. Maybe, I think the Netziv and the Tshuva, the Netziv also has a Tshuva about the Het HaMechir. He's also not happy about the Het HaMechir. So I think he thinks that the Rambam just made a mistake. He quoted the wrong Pasuk. He really meant to quote the Pasuk by Yehoshua. But getting back again, the Gemara says that if Omar Rabbi Yudah Amar Rav, he didn't say halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. If he would have said halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, it sounds like the original machlokes of Akiva and Rabbi Lezer is about Trumas and Maisus in Eretz Yisrael. He never said that din is like Rabbi Akiva. It sounds like he holds like Rabbi Lezer that you have to be mafresh Trumas and Maisus not only on the Aviyonis, even on the shell, even on the Kafrisin, the shell. Also, Yechayv and Shumas and Maisus. So it doesn't seem like Rabbi Yudah Amar Rav is paskening like Rabbi Akiva all the time. He only paskens like a Rabbi Akiva b'chutz la'aretz. But he didn't say halachic Rabbi Akiva b'chutz la'aretz. Then you might mistakenly think it's only halachic Rabbi Akiva b'chutz la'aretz regarding Shumas and Maisus, because in Eretz is so goof and Maisa Yilan, the Baritz goof and the Rabbanon. Why is Baritz goof and the Rabbanon? So Rov HaRishonim say like Rashi, that's how the Ramah paskens in Yeridaya. That you only chayim in Atar and Dog and Tirish v'Yitzah. And the Rambam doesn't learn like that. The Rambam holds all Peris of Ilan chayim in Atar, only Charuvin, only Boxer is Midirabban, and the Gemara says, so the Rambam says, why is Boxer Midirabban? Because basically it's not Michael Odom, it's Michael Be'ema. It's only chayim Midirabban. So the Rambam understood the Ba'oritz Gufa Midirabban means because Trum Samaisib is Banazaz Midirabban. So there are two ways to read the Gemara. So we say, is also included in Sofik Gorla B'chutz, not only in Sofik and Metzias, the Sfeik Adina as well. So the Gemara asked Akasha, but the Tzlaf grows on a bush. So why did Rabbi Yudah Amar Rav only be Mekel on the Kafrisin, on the shells? A bush, according to Beishama, is a Sfeik Adina, whether it's Dina Ketri or Dina Keyerek. So that should be enough to be called Safek Arla B'chutz Lords. If it's Dina Kiyarek, so it's not subject to the laws of Arla. Why is he only, why is Rabbi Yudah Amar Rav was only Mekel on the Kafris and on the shell? Because of Rabbi Akiva, he should have been Mekel on everything. Even on the Avyanis, he should have been Mekel. So the Gemara answers no. On the top line, Rabbi Akiva, Mimakam Rabbi Lezer Avdina. Even though he passed like Rabbi Lezer, but it's considered a Safek Koldahu. That's the Ran on the Rif at the end of the first parak in Kiddushin. The Ran says, "Whenever you have a machlokes yochid v'rabim, and we pass like the rabim, but kol amikol bar tzalach gemarse b'chutz lartz and shitas hayochid, doesn't mean that he made a mistake. It's considered a sofik kolder. It's not a real sofik, not a 50-50 sofik. We pass like the rabim, we pass like Rabbi Lezer, but it's considered a sofik kolder who a mitzah sofik. But b'shamba b'makam esil lein a mishnah. That doesn't qualify." As a Sofik Gorla B'chutz Lartz. Why not? That's the question. Why not? Why is Bishamba B'mokam Mesilo less than Rabbi Akiva B'mokam Rabbi Lezer? Why should that be so? Bishamba were bigger geniuses. So why? That's not called a Sofik Koldahu. So that's what we spoke when we learned Daf Yud Aleph last term. We spoke about this. The Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He thinks that Bishamba and Basil were together in the same base medrash. They were Omdu L'minyan. They voted. Whenever they're face to face with each other, and then Bishamai were outvoted, so then we don't say Elu Elu Dimeli Kim Chayim Halacha L'Maisa. When we study Bishamai Shita, we say it doesn't constitute Bittul Torah, even though we know in advance we're not going to pass like Bishamai. So the Gemara says Elu Elu Dimeli Kim Chayim. That's the Gemara Daf Yud Gimel on a base in Erevin. When you study Bishamai Shita, it's based on Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Ben, so that's considered a Cheftah Shel Torah. So that's considered a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But halacha l'maisa, you wouldn't say it's a sofik koldahu. Maybe the din is like Bishamai. Since they were omdu l'minyan, they were together in the same base matter, they were omdu l'minyan, so Bishamai was outvoted. So Moshe assumes that huwa dinami, and the other issue, whenever there was a machlokes hatanaim, they were together, they were omdu l'minyan, so outvoted is outvoted. You only say elu v'elu divi l'kim chayim to discuss the shitas hayochid. It's not Bittul Torah, but to say it should be considered a Sofik Koldahu, Ad Kedei Kach, not. So Ramosha has it, when it gets to his issue, we mentioned that Rav Moshe used to use at a wedding, he used to use a printed ksuv, and he filled in the names of the people, name of the city and the date. So there was another prominent rabbi who used to come to the weddings and rip up the ksuba that Rav Moshe had filled out. He would fill out the old ksuba by hand, because there's an opinion in a Tana in Gittner, Rav Yudah's opinion, that even Shtarim Amen have to be written Lishma. So you can't use the printed text of the ksuba, you have to write everything by hand from the beginning to the end. Rav Moshe would sit there, he wouldn't say a word. But Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva, so he said, would anybody in his right mind think that there's a Midas Chasidus to be machma like that Tana? That Tana was outvoted. They were om de the minion, he was outvoted. So you don't say, Elu Elu Dibili Kim Chaim Halacha La Maisa, that it constitutes a Midas Chasidus to be choshish for the Shita Sayyachim. Doesn't apply. If it's Le om de the minion, okay, then you say there's a Midas Chasidus to be machma like that. What else? The Mishkan is Yankov and Daf Yeralev had a whole list of Nafkeminas. One was Kedai Haraplein Elis Machal of Bishas Atchak. That was also the Gemara in the first period. Maisa Bonav Shal Rabbi, Bo Bonav Shal Rabbi Galilma, based on Mishnah, they came from a wedding late at night, and they hadn't yet said Kriyashma. So they said Kedai Hu Rabbi Gamliel Elis Machal of Bishas Atchak. Yeah, by Dinam the Rabbanon, you say Safik the Rabbanon Lekula. And if it's a big Shas Hadchak, it's called the Safik Rabbanon, even though it's nowhere near 50-50. It's a Shita Sayachit. Kedai Raplen, List Machala B'Shas Hadchak. So that also, you only apply all of these Nafkeminas Ledina. Aloch Kedavra Mekal B'Aval, Aloch B'Erevin L'Hokel, Aloch Kedavra Mekal B'Orla B'Chutz Loretz. All of these Klolim, the Aloch L'Maisa, where Mekal is only if it's a. Only if it's a shita yichidah, also the pasuk say you don't say elu v'yehu l'halacha l'maisa. If it's only one obscure pasuk calls like that, and no one agrees with him, you don't say kedai raplen l'ismachal b'shas hatak. It has to be at least a significant minority opinion.
By velos, it's when you say halacha k'divrei mekal, that's assuming it's in raisa. So Kolos Yaakov. Saying
that it's, we also say suffix Ledina there also, that it goes in
the
Kula. So Kol Yaakov
saying, why would the Torah tell you by
suffix
Ledina versus
suffix
Metzius? We have it
in the
Torah. We have that by
Avias,
no?
Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll mean in the Rashi. Yeah, he'll probably think that that's how we paskin. Halacha d'Rabbi Meir b'Avil. If you hold Avelis is the Raisa like the Goyim, so it'll only apply to a suffix and Metzius. According to Rashi, it won't apply to a Sveik Eredino. Okay, I'll probably say the same. That's his interpretation in Rashi, that if it's a Sveik Eredino, it's a Din Daraisa, you can't say that Aloch Yidim HaMekal Baba. So he'll probably only say it if it's Avelis Derabon. It's an issue of Avelis Daraisa. He won't go Lekula. Yeah, so this is an important Gemara. B'Shambai B'Mokam Mesila Eina Mishnah. When we study Beisham Meshita, it's not Bittul Torah. That's Eilu Be'Eilu Dibri L'Kim Chaim. But Ad Kedei Kach to say Dibri L'Kim Chaim, Aloch Alamaisa, that's not because Rav Moshe said because they were outvoted. Okay, very good. Tomorrow, we'll continue tomorrow. Good.